Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to the waxing cycle that will take us from a new moon in Libra that was a lot more challenged than the typical peaceful, harmonious Libra new moons that we anticipate, and will bring us up to the second full moon in October, which will happen on the last day of October, the 31st, on Halloween. And will be the full moon in Taurus, but just like that Libra new moon, Venus ruled, the full moon in Taurus is Venus ruled, we might expect calm, sensual pleasure, a bit of stubbornness in our wanting things to be okay. And instead, we're going to get a full moon conjunct Uranus, which means all bets are off. So this is indeed just looking at the beginning and the ending of this half of the cycle. This is indeed going to be a waxing cycle to reckon with. It is one in which we will be on a journey that's going to take us from that optimistic moment when we step out our door, not knowing where the road might take us, into some pretty shadowy places, into some deep places where we will confront things within our own psyches, and also connect with a much wider world of percept and recept, of understanding and apprehension than we typically expect and appreciate and apprehend when we're heading toward a Taurus full moon. I apologize for the rough voice. I'm sure you heard it at the new moon as well. It's that time of year when there's leaf mold and temperatures are changing and central heat is coming on, and this is something that I deal with. So let's begin with the dates and times. The new moon arrived back on the 16th of October, a Friday, at 3:31 in the afternoon. And right now, we are still within that new moon phase. As I'm recording this at 7 p.m. on Monday, October 19th, Eastern Daylight Time, we're still about an hour and a half away from the beginning of the crescent phase. the crescent phase will arrive at 8:28 tonight, Monday, October 19th, with a Sagittarius moon, upbeat, optimistic, ready to dive into the journey. Tomorrow, Tuesday, at 11:38 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which means this will flop over into Wednesday morning for Eastern time zones beyond the eastern shore of the U.S., we will reach the waxing sextile moon, also in Sagittarius. The first quarter will arrive on Friday, October 23rd at 9:23 in the morning a.m. with an Aquarius moon. By the time we reach the waxing trine moon, within that first quarter phase, it will be Sunday, October 25th, 11:30 p.m. at night, and the moon will be in Pisces. Now, let me just toss in that this October 25th Sunday is a time when daylight time goes away for much of the world, not for North America, not for the United States. We'll wait another week. But in Europe, Eastern Europe, points east of there, many places in the world will be changing, falling back that Sunday night. So the fact that there's a waxing trine moon in Pisces means that our visions will be deeper. On Tuesday, October 27th at 7:47 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we'll reach the gibbous moon with the moon still in Pisces. We'll be moving through Aries to get to a full moon in Taurus on Saturday, October 31st, 10:49 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, there are a few other dates, at least, I'd like to drop in as we're journeying through this. We've already experienced a couple in the last day or two since the new moon. Venus opposing Neptune on the 18th, Venus trining Jupiter right after that on the 18th. Mars squaring Jupiter on the same day, Mercury opposing Uranus on the 19th. The Sun moving into Scorpio, which happens during this waxing cycle, on the 22nd of October. The Mercury Kazemi, the conjunction between Mercury and the Sun in Scorpio, the retrograde conjunction, on October 25th. And Venus moving into Libra on October 27th. Also dates to be aware of when things will be happening in the sky that will certainly affect our experience of this waxing moon. Now let's dive in to some of the details. I've already posted for tonight's crescent moon in Sagittarius. At this crescent moon, it's like something is broken open. The tension that was created at the new moon when we had that T-square, where the Sun and Moon in Libra were squaring the Capricorn group along with Mars, opposite Mars. Now the moon in Sagittarius is ready to move. This is a a challenge, a bit of a downside for Sagittarius, especially if you're in a relationship with someone who is very Sagittarian, because in times of difficulty, Sagittarius likes to go away, likes to ride off into the sunset. No fences, freedom, just let me be, let me go. But having come through that tense T-square of the new moon, this Sag moon is a benefit, ready to explore. Sagittarius wants to know stuff, to dive in deep, to really get to understand the inner workings of something. So Mercury is diving deeper at the same time into Scorpio with the retrograde, has already, at the crescent phase, slipped under the beams of the sun, meaning that our thinking might be a little obscured, more magical, more emotional, more intuitive, more empathic than usual. Venus is squaring the moon's nodes, and so we're making plans to dive into the depths of history, the history of key world issues, the history of our own life, whatever. If there's any leftover resistance to what is and what needs to be addressed, can you untangle that and move on? Late tomorrow night, as we get to that waxing sextile, there's a moment, a time of insight, energized understanding with a sextile. We're really diving into history now. Venus's square to the nodes is exact. She's just passed a trine to Jupiter and applying to trine Pluto in between those two Capricorn planets. So there is a willingness to go deep, to really dig into, under, through something. And if nothing else, one of the things that we are realizing these days is that history, as we're taught, history in the textbooks, history as the received powers wants us to understand and believe it, is woefully inadequate and incomplete. And so part of the journey we're on during this shadowy move into Scorpio season waxing cycle is, how can I increase my understanding of the things I'm not meant to know? At that first quarter moon in Aquarius, we've got that impulse really going on. Interestingly, this first quarter moon captures the sun at zero Scorpio and the moon at zero Aquarius. Just a little bit past, the moon technically entered Scorpio at 00 a little bit ago, earlier in the day. But note where the moon is. The moon at zero Aquarius is where Saturn and Jupiter will meet, will conjunct in late December, as we move decisively into the age of air, leaving the 100-year-plus age of Earth behind us. So at this first quarter moon, are we getting a bit of a preview? Are we getting maybe a bit of a look under the hood as the sun has moved into Scorpio, as Mercury at 5 Scorpio is heading ever closer, and is combust, actually, with the sun, hidden within the beams, but not yet at that precise conjunction. Venus at 24 Virgo has moved past Pluto and is moving a little over a degree away from an exact trine to Saturn. So Venus in careful Virgo, ruled by Mercury in Scorpio is helping us understand, helping us connect with these most difficult planets in the sky right now as we continue to explore them. On Sunday, October 25th, late in the evening, we reach that waxing trine, that moment of sun-moon flow. And the moon's in Pisces, of course, because the sun is now in Scorpio. This is destined to be a very visionary night. If you do dream work at all, dream magic, dream recall, dream exploration, intentional dreaming, lucid dreaming, this is your night, October 25th. Moon at 3 Pisces, Sun at 3 Scorpio, Mercury at 2, less than a degree away from the Sun. Powerful dreaming and visionary times. A few days later, we reach the Gibbous moon. This is a final challenge before we reach the full illumination of the full moon, a moment when we might think we've already made it, especially in this cycle after the glorious dreams and visions of that waxing trine. And yet there's something that comes up for us. The moon will be in late Pisces, just past a conjunction with Neptune. And there is a sense, therefore, that the challenge we face could be a seductive one. Perhaps our visions, our dreams have been so beautiful, so enticing, that we don't want to bring the lessons, the information, the insight back to reality. We want to stay wherever we are in that glorious dreamland. Perhaps there will be a need to choose between sublime visions and more earthly or earthy ones. In any case, the challenge we face at the Gibbous moon is going to be in the realm of dreams and visions, just as the waxing trine was. We will reach that full moon in Taurus on Halloween. Conjunct Uranus, one is tempted to say something like it's going to be explosive, but this is Taurus, so it's not. What I'm looking toward, what I'm anticipating for this full moon in Taurus, conjunct Uranus, is something that will rock our foundations. Some insight, personal or global, that will shake us up, that will move us to our core. Which means that during this waxing cycle, when we are moving through depth of Sagittarius, shadowy realms of Scorpio, the crystal clear visioning of Aquarius, that we use the time, that we don't waste the time, that we dive deep into whatever we're meant to be looking at, whether it's our own psyches or our understanding of the dynamics in the world around us or some combination of those, that we do not simply spend the next 2 weeks coasting or dreaming, because what we're heading toward is something not shattering in the sense of crystal or glass breaking and splintering all over, but the root rocking feeling of an earthquake. So let's dive in and let's be ready. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, inviting you on this interesting, deep, insightful, exciting journey over the next couple of weeks. Choose where you're headed. Make it challenging for you. Make it productive. Look at some things you don't want to look at. There's no promises anything's going to be solved. Just that we look. Just that we open our minds and hearts and souls to the insights that are available to us as we move forward during this challenging year. As always, thank you for listening.